Next up, we go to Tony in Virginia on our wild card line. Hey, Tony, go ahead.
Hey, George.
Good to have you.
Hey,
with
well, I have a story for you.
Sure.
Actually, it's a 2-part story here. My 4-year-old nephew, he'll be 4 in October. About 2 years ago, he told me something really. It was kind of scary to me, and it kind of verified my proof in past lives. One night we were out, me and my brother and my mother and him and his older brother. We were out in a town about 45 minutes away from where we live, and it was pretty late for him,
mm-hmm.
pretty early for me. It was like 10 o'clock, 10:30, something like that. And we had stopped in a gas station to get some gas, and my mother and my brother and my nephew went in, and it was just me and him. And he just all of a sudden said Uncle Tuck. He calls me Uncle Tuck. He said, Uncle Tuck, I remember when I was your teacher. And
out of the blue, right? Out of the blue.
Just out of the blue, and I looked back at him. You know, it was dark, but you know, it was well lit because he was in the gas station parking lot. And I could see him. I said, Coleman, what are you talking about? And he said, I remember when I was your teacher. And I said, well, when was this? And I said, well, who else was there, and when was this? And he said, well, my big brother was there too, and you were there. And I said, well, was your grandma there? Was your daddy there? No, it was just me and my brother and you. And I said, well, when did this happen? And he said, this happened in your previous life.
Wow.
When you was messing around with those two women that you wasn't supposed to mess with.
This little kid's telling you this?
Well, you know, in a little 2-year-old voice. And I was like, and that really scared me. It scared me because it brought a memory back to my head about when I was 17, and I started looking into some other stuff for some answers to questions I wasn't getting in church.
Well, were you messing around with two girls then?
No. Oh. Not at 17. But I did have some problems with females where I was having a anytime I would try to speak to a female, I would get a burning, itching, stabbing pain in the back of my neck, and I'd be like, "Just what's the deal with that?"
Well, that happens to every guy.
You know, I thought that was just to every guy, but the night that the 17, when I was 17, and that night I screamed to God or my spirit guide or whoever I screamed to. I said, "I want some answers, and I want some answers now." I was shown a past life, and I was sure I was. Pretty sure it was past life because since then I've seen other little bits and pieces of past lives that I've had. But this particular past life that I had, I was living in Italy. Don't know where in Italy, but I just knew I was in Italy. It was in the Renaissance period. Don't know exactly, but I just knew, you know, that was the time frame. And I was a man of power, a man of influence. I didn't quite know what my job was, but I just knew I was an influential person and that, you know, I had power. And I was married and had a wife, and I was cheating my wife with another woman and a lady of royalty.
Huh.
And the lady of royalty, which I guess was a queen, I'm guessing was a queen.
Well, if you're going to do it, I guess you might as well do it with a queen, huh?
Well, she told me she wanted me for her own, and I said no, I can't because I'm married. And, well, sure enough, she had me beheaded because
she had you beheaded?
Yeah.
She should have said yes, Tony.
Well, I should have, but, you know, I was a man of valor even then. And, you know, her attitude was, you know, if I can't have him, no one can. So.
And she meant it.
But, yeah, and, it, you know, it kind of, you know, verified, oh, okay, well, that's why I get the steaming, burning, itching pain in the back of my neck, because, you know, I was remembering.
Well, let's get back to little nephew now, though.
Well, what got back to my nephew is when he said, I remember I was your teacher, and he said, I was in that time period when you was messing with the two women that you was, but well, in his, you know, two-year-old.
Mine was the queen and your wife, girls. Actually, yeah.
He was messing with those two girls that you wasn't supposed to mess with.
Well, who was he and the other wife? The teacher?
Well, and that's all he really could tell me is he said, I was your teacher. And I said, well, what did you teach me? He said, well, I can't really tell you, but I was your teacher.
Man, that's well, I believe in reincarnation, and you now obviously do too.